Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're spending time in a portion of Psalm 119 and looking at a loving response and learning from the writings of the psalmist and his response to God because of God's love, and what that loving response looked like, and a little bit of how we can adopt some of those principles into our loving response. Not only our loving response to God, but because of God's love, our loving response to others. Today we're looking at a loving search. David writes in Psalm 119, verse 58, I have sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. Yesterday we talked about a loving promise and really focused on our promises that are made out of love. And today we look at this loving search that, well, is a response to God's promises. So many times we use that emphasis of all our heart to try to communicate the depth of our love, the depth of our emotions. We talk about loving someone with all our heart, and what we are trying to communicate, at least, is that the depth of our love involves every fiber of our being. And when we think about recognizing God's gracious promises, when we understand a glimpse of His grace that's been extended towards us, His mercy, His free gift, a loving search is a search that's wholehearted, that involves every fiber of our being. It's a seeking of God's face, a desire to know Him personally, to recognize Him, and to be recognized. If you've ever been to a large event, or perhaps watched an event on television that you knew, or at least believed, that someone in the audience was a friend of yours, or an acquaintance, or somebody, and you would scan the entire place seeking that one face that would be familiar. And sometimes we go to places and we do a casual scan just to see if there might be somebody there we possibly would know. But the more certain that we are that someone's there, the more likely we are to be deliberate, to be very focused, to keep looking, to not give up. I think the same is true about our desire and the desire we ought to have to seek God's face. It's not simply a casual, I wonder if God's around. I don't see Him. I guess I'll move on with life. But it's a very deliberate focus because of His gracious promise, we're sure He's near. We're sure He's present. And so with every fiber of our being, with every effort that we can make, we seek His face. We look for where He's at. one of the things that developing a lifestyle of prayer can do for us is it creates a pattern, it creates a habit of looking for God, for seeking His face, for noticing His fingerprints, so to speak. We see His work all around us, but most of the time we go on with life never recognizing that that was God at work. Because we weren't looking for Him, we weren't seeking His face wholeheartedly. But when we begin to seek Him, as He promised, He says He will be found. And when we look at situations, when we look at things that go on in our life, when we look around us with a deliberate desire to see God at work, we begin to notice. We notice that He's there. We notice that He's working. We notice that He's been there all along. Today, the question I think comes to all of us. Do I seek God's face with a whole heart? Sometimes we want that. But I believe many times we shy away from that because there's a problem with seeking someone's face wholeheartedly. And that's if we find it, if we see it, then it's highly likely that they've seen us. That we don't go unnoticed. And there are times in our life when we're not sure we want God watching. And we don't like to say that out loud because it doesn't sound right because it isn't. But when we recognize, and I love the wording in the psalm, that we recognize God's gracious promises. His promises full of grace. We turn to God and seek His face with a whole heart. Our loving search says, I want God's presence in everything I do. Not only do I want His presence in everything I do, I want to be aware of His presence. I want that face time. I want the reality of God with me. It's one of my favorite titles or names that Jesus takes on as He's born here on earth, is Emmanuel, God with us. And it's not that God had not been with His people prior to that, but that He took on human form. He made Himself like us. Not so much so that He could identify with us. He has the ability to do that regardless. But so that we could identify with Him. And we can seek His face wholeheartedly. And find mercy. Find grace, find a faithful God who loves us. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to really consider how focused you are on seeking God's face throughout the day. I suspect for many of us, there are times we do that more deliberately than at other times. there are times we simply don't think about it. Life gets busy, the distractions of this world pile up, and we just live on cruise control. But as you consider God's love, His gracious promises, consider what it would look like to seek His face wholeheartedly all the time. While you're washing dishes, while you're driving to work, while you're on lunch break, while you're sitting in the break room with coworkers. Oh, we often think, at least casually, about seeking God's face when we show up at church, but even then, would your seeking be different if you determined, as you gathered with others to worship God, to determine to seek His face wholeheartedly that morning? You see, it's something that with the help of God's Spirit within us, we can do wherever we are. It's like prayer. There's not a formula. There's not a required posture. You don't have to close your eyes and fold your hands and all of those things that you probably shouldn't do while you're driving. You seek God's face with the whole heart, and He promises He will be found. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love is such that You've called us to Yourself when You've given us promise after promise that You always keep. Gracious promises, promises that are for our good and not for our harm. Promises to help us grow and mature and become more and more like Christ. Not just within us, but in the way we treat others, in the way we serve, in the way we love. And God, today I pray that You would help us to be involved with this loving search at all times. That whatever we find ourselves doing today, that we would be mindful of seeking Your face in the midst of it. That we would know You as our companion throughout the day. The one that we look to, the one that we seek, the one that we obey. Father, as we seek Your face wholeheartedly, may we change, knowing that not only have we observed You at work, but You observe us. And may that constant awareness of Your presence shape the way we interact, the way we live, the way we talk, the way we think. God, today as we seek Your face, as we relish in that promise that You will be found, may it direct the way we treat others. And may it help us to not only share about Jesus, but to lift Him up in everything that we do. And Father, it's our prayer today that as we lift up Jesus in everything, that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.